Food stalls make up 90% of the night market in Hua Hin, an upmarket beach resort on Thailand's southern coast. The bustling pedestrian street is lined with stands selling roast chicken and duck, oyster omelettes, fresh juices, coconut milk desserts and exotic fruits. Delicious smells waft up all around you. Everything can be eaten on the spot. And yet despite all the fresh produce, Chumaka sells more freeze-dried durian, the king of Thai fruits, than anything else at her stall. Inside her stand, the spiky green fruit, reputed for its stench, is nowhere to be sniffed.
How much?
Industrially foil-wrapped, the delicious, soft, creamy durian fruit, popular for its unique fragrance and sweet custardy taste, is the only way travellers can take a piece of Thailand home with them, she says.
Once tourists try the fresh fruits, they love them so much, they want to take some home. But you can't travel with them because they smell so strong. So they opt for the bags of durian.
Particularly smelly, durian is often banned from hotels and by certain airlines, making it impossible to take home discreetly.
I sell fruit the most, mainly to Chinese, Indonesians and Singaporeans. Durian is king of the fruits in Thailand. Durian is the king of fruits in Thailand. And if tourists come and they don't try some, it feels like they've not really been to Thailand.
During the high season, she sells 700 bags a week.
It's very good to have the sachets because everyone really likes them. And it lasts longer. Foreigners and Thai people really like the packaged versions.
And that was exactly what food scientists at the National Food Institute, the NFI, back in Bangkok, were betting on: vacuum-packed, travel-friendly durian. With some 800,000 tons of durian produced annually in Thailand, the NFI works with different clusters of up to 70,000 farmers and SMEs to transform the fruit and keep it from going to waste. Factories will send samples of products to the NFI, who then work on derivatives for a global market and set the food safety standards. Orawan Kaiprak Kaisankul is Executive Vice President of the National Food Institute.
What are you most proud of at the moment that's happening here today?
We have the durian and the technology for the durian now, and it's really famous now, is the freeze-dry and powder, durian powder.
Walking around the NFI showroom, complete with Thai showroom music, Orawan excitedly points out product derivatives approved by the institute that are on display.
This is the one that the famous one is a coffee.
So instant durian drink coffee?
Yes. They can just put hot water in there and then just drink.
The NFI brings added value to Thai products and year-round benefits to the country's 30 million farmers. That's around 50 to 60% of the population, says the vice president. And if you want quality Thai food outside Thailand, look for restaurants with a Thai Select label. It means the chef was approved and registered by the NFI and the Ministry of Commerce. There are around 50,000 of them globally. Chef Noro Samani Step is one of Thailand's most celebrated chefs. She actually founded her Blue Elephant Fine Dining Restaurant and Cooking School in Europe.
I start from home cooking. From home cooking, then it become a Thai, small Thai restaurant in Brussels. You can imagine I opened 40 seats. After 6 months, I have to make a renovation, make 120 seats, because so many people are interested in Thai cuisine since 38 years ago.
The petite and vibrant chef is an ambassador of Thai food and culture, rewarded several times by the Ministry of Commerce. And it's through such efforts of chefs and the NFI that people outside of Thailand can get a taste of the flavours unique to this country. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Bangkok, Thailand.